back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, there is a great book that just came out. There's a guy named Michael Bender, B-E-N-D-E-R, Wall Street Journal reporter. So you think, okay, this guy's conservative. Well, maybe he is, but this book is not. And the book has a satirical title. The book's title is Frankly, We Did Win the Election. Talking about Trump, but that's satirical. He's getting in Trump's mind. And the title is Frankly, We Did Win the Election. There are a lot of revelations in this thing. He interviewed a lot of people at the White House and elsewhere, and they all talked to him, some on the record, some off the record. But there's one fascinating tidbit, and I'm beginning to think that this may have been the reason for Trump's violent response in Lafayette Park when he cleared away the protesters and walked over to the church and posed holding a Bible upside down. And here's what it is. Michael Bender's sources said that Trump was taken to a bunker during the Black Lives Matter protests and hid in the bunker. Now, hold on for a second. First of all, going to a bunker, George W. Bush, when word came out of the attacks on the World Trade Center and on the Pentagon, he was flown to a bunker. And there's pictures of him walking through the bunker. The idea being, you don't know what the scope of the attack is. You don't know what the real danger is. Are there adversaries like Russia or China involved in this thing with atomic weapons? You know, you don't know. So you hide the president so at least he can run things from somewhere. Now, to say that Black Lives Matter protests, which were peaceful, are the same as 9/11 is absurd. And I think Trump was ashamed that he went into a bunker. In that defense of that, I will tell you that when security grabs you, and they did this with Mike Pence and they did with Mitt Romney during the insurrection on January 6th, says, sir, you have to come with us. We have to go. You just go with them. You don't know. You don't have the full information. They have more information than you do. But Trump, the word got out that he hid in the bunker. From what? From people protesting and Black Lives Matter. I mean, no weapons. They weren't violent. They were peaceful. I mean, those of you who, as I do, remember the Vietnam protests, that's exactly why the First Amendment says you can assemble and petition the government. You can assemble and petition the government. You can protest in this country. You get shot in most other countries, not in this country. Not in this country. So what happened is Trump finally came out and he wanted to reassert control. And in this book, Frankly, We Did Win the Election by Michael Bender, apparently what he did was he said that whoever leaked that story, the truth about his being in a bunker, should, quote, be charged with treason and executed, end quote. Charged with treason and executed. Somebody who said, well, when Black Lives Matter came, he hid in a bunker, they should be executed. No, excuse me, they get executed in Saudi Arabia, Iran, Afghanistan, North Korea, China, Russia, a lot of other places. They don't get executed in the United States, okay? That's the end of the matter. But I think what happened, apparently, when I think about it, is that he was so stung at this attack on his manhood that he had to go and hide in a bunker from a bunch of people just peacefully protesting in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, that they were unnecessarily rough, and he wanted them to be rougher. Remember, he had General Milley with him dressed in an army uniform. Now, that's wrong. That happens in Turkey. Yeah, that happens in Pakistan. That doesn't happen here. And Milley himself said it was a mistake later, and he wished he hadn't done it. Then he had them clear Lafayette Square, and they used truncheons. They beat people, confiscated a TV camera. People were struck, pushed around, cleared, so what? So he could walk across with full security, no longer in the bunker. He was in command of what? Lafayette Square? By clearing out peaceful Black Lives Matter protesters. And remember this, he also told General Milley and the military, shoot them, the protesters, not even the leaker, the leaker of the information he said should be charged with treason and executed, he told the military, shoot the protesters. And General Milley said to him, well, sir, you have a National Guard that's trained in crowd control if something gets out of hand. That's not the function of the military. And Trump said, okay, well, shoot him in the foot, shoot him in the leg, you know, as if that helped things, that it wouldn't be as serious as shooting them in the chest. I mean, this is the president of the United States. This was the president of the United States, felt his manhood was attacked because he had to, quote, hide in the bunker, end quote. He was taken there by security. I don't know why they took him there. I mean, you know, listen, during the Vietnam War, there were a lot bigger protests, I'll tell you this, in front of the White House than this one. And then Trump, to kind of trump things, no pun intended, decided to do this. Decided to walk across this cleared out square where people have been beaten and sent back and pushed around and cleared out. Helicopter overhead, attack helicopter, for Pete's sake. Walks over to a church. Church didn't invite him. He didn't clear it with the church. Stands in front, holds a Bible up, apparently upside down. I mean, you know, this thing is just bad theater. It's pathetic theater. And you know what it is? It's really the theater of somebody who's deeply insecure and deeply concerned about his own courage. In this book, there are an awful lot of other revelations, but the initial reaction of somebody like the president to say that somebody who leaked this information, and by the way, this is not classified information. This is not top secret information. There's no criminal consequence to leaking that information. Reporters all the time talk to people who work at the White House, and they get little tidbits. They get little tidbits. And this is one tidbit. He was taken to a bunker, during the Black Lives Matter movement. And then when that fact came out, said, find the leaker, charge him with treason, and execute him. You know, Trump tosses around the word execute and capital punishment and shoot him in the vernacular. It's sort of like a teenage kid. You know, they should be shot for saying that. They should be shot for doing that. My enemy should be shot. This one should be shot. That one should be shot. That's intemperate language that's tossed around by people who don't have responsibility. You know, they're not fully mature in their emotions, and they're not fully mature in their expression. When somebody is in his 70s like he is, they should be fully mature in their emotions and fully mature in their expression. But he never was. He was arrested in middle school, apparently. I mean, he was arrested to a middle school state. He's petulant. And he's sort of like a baby crying if he doesn't get what he wants. But when you're president and say somebody should be executed, A, for leaking information that's truthful and not secret, and B, should be shot because they're protesting, as is their right under the First Amendment, that is just beyond extreme. That's beyond unacceptable. Coming from someone in a position of ultimate authority, if there hadn't been a General Milley, if there hadn't been a top-notch individual as the head of our armed forces, if there had been the wrong kind of person there, they would have used fire. They might not have killed anybody, but they would have wounded them. You can't have this in the White House. This is one of many reasons why Trump cannot possibly be reelected. We can't permit it. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.